From VOA Learning English, this is the Technology Report in Special English. Delegates from around the world recently agreed on a new treaty on telecommunications and the Internet. The agreement came at the World Conference on International Telecommunications in Dubai. Yet, the United States and more than 50 other countries refused to sign the treaty. They are calling it a threat to Internet freedom. This was the first time that the international telecommunication regulations have been amended in more than 20 years. At that time, the Internet, as we know it, did not exist. Delegates at the Dubai conference were divided over how the Internet should be governed.
Countries like Russia and Saudi Arabia and China and to some extent Iran, they were concerned about the fact that the Internet's naming system and the address system is governed by a nonprofit, which essentially operates out of the United States and is to some extent underwritten by the U.S. Department of Commerce.
Bhaskar Chakravorty is Senior Associate Dean with the Fletcher School at Tufts University in Massachusetts. He says the United States has a different position on ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers.
The United States' position, and in fact most of the Western countries' positions, were that this is really being run by a nonpartisan, objective, nonprofit body, and it's an apolitical body, and it is by no means being influenced by the U.S. government or any of the Western governments.
Dean Chakravorty says the United States believes that governments interested in stronger Internet controls have another goal.
They have a history of putting controls over the content that comes through the Internet in their own countries, and they would like to have a mechanism by which they could go ahead and restrict the content, and to some extent potentially be able to place toll booths and charge content providers before they come into their countries.
These discussions took place during 2 weeks of tense and sometimes heated debate among the conference delegates. Officials reported receiving more than 1,200 proposals from members of the International Telecommunication Union. The group's Secretary General, Hamadoun Touré, called the signing of the treaty a momentous occasion. He expressed regret that some governments failed to sign the agreement. Dr. Touré said he hoped the ITU would continue to work with those countries.